Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Chai V'Savav, Shir number 32, Perek Dalet. And Rav Avigdor Miller, before he goes further, gives an example of how to have betochen when you're a shatchan. And it's not easy for a shatchan, a matchmaker, who made successful shidduchim, not to congratulate himself or herself that he or she was the one who made it. And a shatchan needs to believe that it would have happened anyhow. And that's a test of emunah. That Hashem would have made that shidduch anyhow some other way, but you had the schus of being that agent, that shliach. Hashem chose you to be the shliach, but if you wouldn't have done it, Hashem would have done it by other means. And that's one of the tests in life. When you do good things, you'll be rewarded for your good intentions and doing those good things, but don't congratulate yourself that if you wouldn't have done it, no one else would have done it. And let's say years later, you were the shatchan and you meet a couple again and they have a beautiful family, nachas from their children. Don't congratulate yourself and take the credit or make a point to the family that I was the shatchan. Believe that it would have happened anyhow, but it was your schus to be chosen and be grateful for that. The other way around too, that if you were a shatchan and it did not work out, but you did your due diligence, we're talking about shatchan that did everything they could, don't blame yourself either. It was also min hashamayim. But this is the concept of when you're doing good for other people, don't take the credit. Be grateful that you had the opportunity to be given this chus, to be able to do this chesed. B'tochen when dealing with enemies, aval inyanei oivav, umvak shei ra'asai, enemies, chaimdav, those that envy you, yiftach b'nyanei al b'ri yisbarach, trust on Hashem to deal with them, v'yizbol cherpasim, tolerate their insults, v'alimolem chepolim, don't pay them according to their actions, ach yigolim chesed, repay them with kindness, yatzalem kol mashiuchal asaisim, and I tell you, do whatever you need to do. We're not talking about abuse, where you need to take steps to protect yourself from like real mamish abuse, and certain things where a rav, you ask a shayla, they'll tell you, you have to protect yourself. But in many other unpleasant situations that are not a danger to you, but it's very stressful to you, being mistreated, there is where you need to have patience and recognize it's coming from Hashem. That your well-being and harm is in the hands of Hashem. And if that person did hurt you, think well of him. Suspect that your own deeds caused this. And pray to Hashem, ask him to forgive your sins. So even though your suffering came about through the hands of this enemy, don't blame the enemy. It's possible that your own wrong deeds caused this, and ask Hashem to forgive you. For us, when you do this, his enemies will turn to have love for him. When Hashem is pleased with the ways of a man, even his enemies will make peace with him. Then, after this, he goes through the betachin of chelak haravi, a fourth chelak of betachin. The earlier one was betachin in interactions with people, betachin when you're alone, and so on. Here is betachin and your avodah, your duty, in doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. For example, and I'm not going to quote this word for word here, but the example like fasting and tefillah and sukkah and lulav and tzitzis and keeping Shabbos and yontiv, staying away from averus, all duties of the mind and everything like that. The right attitude of betachin in those areas he's going to start talking about here. And he explains like this, that betachin, when it comes to doing mitzvahs and averus, is separate from everything we learned till now. Here you don't rely on betachin. We're going to talk about it now. There are three aspects here. Number one, his choice of mind. A person may desire to learn, but he doesn't get up to start doing it. So that's just you desire to do it. That's one bechira. The second is that intent and commitment, the decision you're going to make that you're going to follow through on which you have just chosen to do. And ashlishi is sheyishta the ligmar amaisa bivaravanirim v'sayeyu al gedamaisa. The third idea is to bring it out into action with your external limbs and bring it out into reality. And then he sits and learns and he says the words with his mouth. So those are the three steps. Step number one is the desire to want to do it. Many people don't have even a desire to do good things. There's some good things they never desire to do. But even if you have the desire and you decided that you would like to do it, doesn't mean you're actually going to do it. So you have to come up with a decision. I'm going to do it now. So he prepares himself with acts that will lead him to doing it. That's step number two. And the third step is when you take action and actually do the deed. So it's the intention, the desire, the starting of implementation of it, and then finally doing the actual deed that causes it. If those three steps are not hidden from us, which is the choice of Avodah Aveira and the intent to follow through with your action, that's what Bechira is. So, if you trust in Hashem, this is foolishness. Meaning, if you're going to say, I'm not going to do anything, and Hashem is going to get me a pair of tefillin, and someone's just going to hand it to me, and I'm going to be kind of in the midst of that way, that's not betachin. That's foolishness. Hashem placed that into your hands to do the mitzvah. I'm going to have a betachin that the pesuk is going to build up from itself. I'll just trust Hashem. No. Here is bechira, because these are mitzvahs. He put into our power
to choose, are we going to serve him or are we going to rebel against him?
Choose life.
He didn't leave it in our power to carry out the acts of Avodah Aveira, but made it dependent on means that are external to us, that are sometimes available and sometimes not.
So the three steps of leading to doing a mitzvah are mirrored by three steps leading to doing an Aveira. Person thinks about doing an Aveira, he started the process of Bechira. He's choosing to think about doing an Aveira. When he starts to get up to do the Aveira, that's his Bechira. When he actually tries to do the Aveira, but it's not possible, it means Hashem took away that process of Bechira and prevented him from doing that Aveira. Wanted to eat not kosher food, he wanted to go to a Chinese store, buy the tray for food, that is Bechira in his mind, and he went out to get it. That's Bechira as well. Then the third step, let's say he went to the McDonald's that he's going to eat treif, but it was closed. So he didn't do the act. So Hashem saved him. And that's that. He saved him. Those first two things were up to him. The decision to eat the treif of food and the decision to go and eat it, to go to McDonald's and eat it. The third step depended on the store being open, and that was up to Hashem. So all of this is the third critical step, right? That you hear someone sick in the hospital and you buy a basket of good food for Bikkur Cholim. And so here, what did you do? Step one is you had the idea of helping the man who was sick. You get schar for that. Bechira. Second, you went out and did something about it. You bought good food and ready to bring it to the hospital. So those two steps were essential for him. But then he went to the hospital. And he found out the sick man was already discharged. So he couldn't do the actual mitzvah itself. It was up to Hashem to carry out the mitzvah, but he accomplished the mitzvah anyway because of the bechira of the two steps beforehand of the wanting to help and preparing the food. The idea of getting married, same idea. Person gets married. Person's blessed with children. And so on and so forth. Let's say Chalila shouldn't happen to anybody. Person was blessed with children, had a daughter. Chalila, the daughter, died when she was 13 years old. He wanted to marry her off. Her parents wanted to marry her off to Ben Taira, see future generations. But the wish was frustrated. Hashem decided to take this neshama back to him. So how does this work? The answer is he's credited for everything, as if he actually married her off too. Because he did everything he could. He had a child. He was mechanech, her to be Oyver Hashem. And Hashem didn't give him that hatzlacha, but he gets that schar for bringing up that generation, even though he wasn't able to do it bepoil. So that key of taking the first step, the bechira,
the choice, the free will to do the mitzvah that Hashem wants you to do is so, so important. After that, it's not in your control anymore. You want to build a Beis Yaakov, you have no money to do it. You get schar for the ratzayin of it. For all those that build yeshivas in the 1930s in Poland, Beis Yaakovs and yeshivas that flourished for a while in the early 1930s, and then it was all destroyed. They get schar lo'olam v'ed, even though the Nazis destroyed everything. It's nitzchias. Get schar lo'olam v'ed for that. It's so, so important to understand this. The essence of Bechira is the desire to do something. So that's why it's so important to make your intentions, what your intentions are, have extreme importance. And then he talks about not to have misplaced trust. A person decides to rely on Hashem, and he says, I won't do anything in the service of Hashem until Hashem chooses it for me. No, he leaves it up to Hashem. I'm not going to learn until Hashem decides that I learn. You're already strayed off the right path. Your feet slipped off the correct way. Hashem had already commanded us to make the right choice, to perform His avoda, and to pursue with energy and determination with a whole heart. And He informed us that's a proper way. So you can't say, oh, I trust Hashem, He's going to help me do the mitzvah. No. He put that free will in your hand. You have to get up, roll up your sleeves, and do the mitzvah yourself. Here you don't rely on betachin. Now, if the means of carrying out became available, and if it was possible to carry out the act of avodah that he previously decided to do, he will have big schar for wanting to do that avodah, your intent to go ahead and do it, and doing it with the actual limbs. So you create, you're credited to in serving Hashem with the avodah, even though the means are supplied by Hashem. Hashem is giving you credit not only for the good choice you made and your good desires, but for the act itself, even though Hashem really did everything. And if your limbs prevented you from carrying out the entire act of avodah, you'll have reward of choosing and intending what is right, like we explained. So let's say you're about to smash a store window and steal something, and then the policeman shows up on the street, and you stop because of the policeman. But it's still considered, of course, unless you do tshuva. Everything, tshuva helps for everything, but it's considered like you smashed the window and robbed the contents. Obviously, you don't have to pay. It didn't happen. But it's still an aveira. Because you had that kavana, you were ready to do it, and if the policeman wouldn't have shown up, you would have. So that is the idea. But again, with tshuva, of course, everything works and everything helps. Bracha v'atzlacha.